Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan, and Woolchuck has entered the building. A good afternoon to you, sir. Looking good.
Woo. What's up, boys?
Looking like a dad.
Yeah, man.
How was the recital?
It was good.
Nice.
I was proud of Eliza. You know, they did a lot of twirling and up downs, and you know, she tried to do the best that she could, but a lot of it was just kind of wide-eyed, smiling, waving, and it was adorable.
Okay, 817 is going to hit you with a hard baseball question as you enter the building.
Oh.
Simeon hit a dong today. He's now hitting above 220. Is it possible we traded the wrong guy to the Mets? That's Adam in Arlington.
Is he referring to he'd rather have traded Seager?
I don't know.
That's right. Yes, I think it's 100%.
No. I mean, in fact, top 10 worst contracts in all of Major League Baseball. We didn't get to yesterday in the bases. We can go through some of it today. But Seager is fifth on the list.
Nothing would warm my heart more than seeing the Rangers score 8 runs a game for the next couple of months. But after that, just watching Simeon have a level of success and being happy playing baseball again, that would do it too.
Yeah.
You know?
It's our guy.
So I hope him nothing but the best, but I strongly feel like Simeon's pretty much washed, and this is probably like one of his last gasps of stretches of playing winning baseball. We got fantasy wide receiver rankings from Sharp Football Analysis. Ooh. Where should be Pickens and Lamb? Where are Pickens and Lamb? They're not number one. That goes to Puka Nacua.
Okay.
I mean, coming off of 1,700 yards and 10 touchdowns, yards per route led the leagues, did a lot of great things. I wouldn't take Nacua. If I'm in a fan, I think there's too much risk with Nacua right now. Like,
yeah,
he's trying to come back after rehab. Is he like one of these guys that might totally crash out? Like sometimes crap just gets off the rails, and I don't need to risk that on my fantasy team.
I get it, man. Especially if you're taking a guy like number one overall.
Yeah.
In this scenario, there's a lot riding on him. Hopefully, he's gotten himself cleaned up and he's feeling fresh and he's got the past in the past by the time we get to week one. But it's been a touch and go 6 months for that guy.
It
and
has.
The injury stuff too.
The
you know,
injuries.
He's a battering ram.
He is. He plays.
You know,
it's just his play style. But
yeah.
He's tough as hell. The issue is he could be suspended at any minute. I feel like he's one bad run in now to where the league's going to have to throw a suspension on him.
He bites another chick. I mean, it's over.
Oh, my gosh. One more, you know, weird touchdown dance celebration with a TikToker, and he's going to be riding the pine.
I mean, he's an absolute animal as a player. Is part of that the residual of the alcohol the night before? Like, is he kind of playing with a BAC of 0.02, 0.03, and that explains why he's the most feared blocking wide receiver in the game? I don't know. Like, how much does alcohol impact his personality and his play style? I'll let somebody else find that out, at least in round one. Ja'Marr Chase, second highest ranked wide receiver for fantasy purposes. He led the NFL in targets last year with 185.
I was thinking, where's JSN? JSN's got to be pretty high.
He's number three.
Okay.
Yeah, 119 catches, 1,793, and 10 touchdowns. That one feels awful safe, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
I mean, their second receiver still Rashid Shaheed. They don't have the tight ends. They're going to eat up a bunch of targets. You know, in Cincinnati, Joe Burrow is an injury risk. I think Smith and Jigba might be the play. Amon-Ra St. Brown, number four, as reliable as it comes, and as we unfortunately experienced last year, tough as hell, played through the injury. Justin Jefferson, number five, with Kyler Murray now taking over at quarterback there. I imagine that could go really well. Justin Jefferson might be back on top.
Mm-hmm.
Drake London at six.
Wow.
In Atlanta. That's interesting. So even Drake London with a rough quarterback situation. I think the situation with the Cowboys is just that they're going to cancel each other out.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, you know, and they both were phenomenal last year. Like, I need to pull up where did both finish last season in terms of fantasy rankings. Like, both of them were still, one would get a touchdown, the other would get 100 yards, basically every game, it would seem like, if not both would score.
Yeah, I think it's just the idea that they're, you know, probably going to end up with 12, 13, 1400 yards each, and some of these other guys, because of their situations, could go for 17, 18. Lamb was wide receiver 9 in yards per route run. Was the key stat that that Warren Sharp gave you for Lamb. And then with Pickens at number 9, flourished in his first season with the Cowboys, running the full route tree for the first time, led the team in targets, catches, yards. He was at 14-29 with 9 touchdowns. All those were career highs. 18 targets in the end zone were tied for 2nd in the NFL. That's big. 53% of his targets resulted in a first down or touchdown, 5th highest rate for a wide receiver last season. 24% of the team's targets with him and Lamb on the field together. So there is a lot to like there. I wonder if you're going to be throwing as much into the end zone out of red zone looks for him next year. Like, if Clayton Adams is trying to optimize, I know what I was saying last year, we're not running enough. We need to get closer to 50-50, and we especially need to run it in the red zone. How about you, Wolchuk?
I'm with you. I think running efficiency would definitely help with that. Javonte Williams inside the red zone, maybe even Dak using his legs. I love that quarterback draw. There's something special about that. Maybe Phil Maffa can give you a little bit of something there. And then Michael Trigg, I feel like, could be the ultimate X factor with his ability to high point the football, the basketball background. I've mentioned it. I've used the comparison to the way he plays is kind of Gates-esque as a receiving tight end. And Antonio Gates was a touchdown machine. So I'm with you on that. It looks like, based on PPR, and if you're not playing PPR, what the hell are you doing in fantasy? You had Pickens finish 5th and CD 9th. So, well, the rankings aren't too far off projecting into this year in that case.
Did you guys see this Mike Evans graphic on Twitter from Baker Muse?
No.
Would Mike Evans be the greatest wide receiver in your franchise's entire history? Obviously, there's 5 categories. Obviously, probably, could argue either way, probably not, and no. There's only 4 teams in no. Niners, Lions, Patriots, and Vikings. I guess that would be Jerry Rice, Megatron. Who's with the Patriots?
The best Patriots wide receiver.
I mean,
receiver.
Romeo Doubs, they paid a ton of money to.
No, oh, best wide receiver
time.
In franchise history.
Oh, in franchise
time?
History. I mean, Randy Moss, Deion Branch. Deion Branch.
Gronk.
David Givens.
Yeah, Troy Brown.
I mean, maybe they're considering Wes Welker. I'm not sure.
Terry Glenn.
Vikings, obviously, with Randy Moss, full career, and Chris Carter. But anyway, 22 of the teams said obviously. For the Cowboys, they said probably. Mike Evans has had a better career than any Cowboys wide receiver. Wolchuk, does that offend you?
Yeah, I mean, you're not putting him over Michael Irvin. That's for damn sure. And then even Drew Pearson has Super Bowls to his resume, and I get it's a different era. But no, I mean, what Mike Evans has done statistically is absolutely incredible, but in no world would you put him ahead of Michael Irvin.
Yeah, I didn't think so either. You know, I thought, and if you're just lining him up, you know, you got to control for generation at some point, but like Drew Pearson could be offended by that. You know, I think Mike Evans has accumulated a lot. Obviously, he's a champion as well, but I don't know. I guess I just don't look at him in that same upper echelon, and I don't think I'm being a homer there. We got football's finest coming up next. Chief, where are you taking it?
Yes, a respected voice is buying in on the Cowboys, and we asked the question, is Shoddy to thank next in the nation?
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.